One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
La, 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 la.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
For much of its life, rock music has been guitar, bass and drums. But many of its founders were piano players. Little Richard, Jerry Lee Lewis, Chubby Checker, Fats Domino. There are many, many songs where the piano player stole the show. King learned to play piano when she was just 4 years old.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. And races, my baby don't care for. I don't please.
Nina Simone, and yes, that is Nina on the piano.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low.
Jeff Labes on the piano, weaving a spell around Van Morrison. We're talking about songs where the piano stole the show. Thunderclap Newman with one of the great piano solos. A couple of years later, we'll be right back. Mop the Hoople, all the way to Memphis, a great piano song. Electric pianos in this, one of the best. Ray Manzarek, Riders on the Storm, casting a spell on his Fender Rhodes.
On the day that's been, I realize he's there when I turn the light off and turn over. Nobody knows about my man. They think he's lost on some horizon, and suddenly
Bush taught herself piano at age 11, and she was just 13 when she wrote this song. Hey, and what about...
I keep on falling in and love with you. Sometimes I love you, sometimes
Alicia Keys, aptly named for someone who is no slouch on the piano. Songs where the piano stole the show. And my favourite? Well, in 1972, struggling jazz pianist Mike Garson asks his young music student to mind his newborn daughter because RCA Studios had just called him to an audition for an act he'd never heard of, David Bowie.
I joined when they came to America in 1972 to do the first Ziggy Stardust tour. And the first gig was in Cleveland, Ohio. I think it was in October 72. And I had been a jazz musician, you know, playing in small clubs with broken down pianos and terrible sound system, if at all. And here I'm on this stage with a gigantic PA system and my own speakers and monitors on a beautiful piano with a great band, the Spiders from Mars, and a genius artist who I had just met because I didn't know him, and because I was living in the jazz and classical worlds. And all of a sudden, my whole life changed because I knew this guy was great.
Mike Garson stayed with Bowie for years, all through Ziggy and Diamond Dogs and more. Among his many fine moments, he plays this solo, wonky, febrile, brilliant, on Aladdin Sane.
Thank you. Thank you.